This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, December the 8th. Going from one great interview to another one. We haven't had Steve on in a minute.
I know.
Where's he been?
Been busy with a team that's hot.
Yeah, well, that's probably why. I'm glad we got him on the phone.
I know. I'm glad he's got time for us, man.
I got a feeling, because I had a feeling, you know, with the industry here, somebody might have grabbed him to be a voice in one of these movies.
I could see him doing it.
I'm trying to get him there. Anyway, we welcome Mr. Steve. Yeah, we just like making him, cracking him up. Good morning, Steve.
How morning, Steve.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
We're doing fantastic, but we're not doing as well as you are.
Wow,
because
yes.
You've been following this team that has been simply amazing of late. What do you make of it?
Well, the main difference is that, you know, everybody's healthy now. I think it seems fairly simple to think that, but that's basically what it's been since everybody got back and healthy, you know, and Quinn started to, he's been able to work the rotations kind of the way he's wanted to. And, it's been terrific. The defense has been good with everybody. The Dyson Daniels thing is catchy, I think. Everybody's getting involved in that. But having everybody back and healthy has been the main reason that they've been able to, you know, get on track here and win these six in a row.
Steve, is your opinion different from last year to this year with the in-season tournament?
I liked it last year. It's just it was very confusing, and it's still confusing to me. I just know that we go to New York Wednesday and play there, and if we win, we go to Vegas. I know that. So we're going to have a couple of days at the tables if we win, so that's a good thing. I am going to stop at my bank, I guess, before I go to New York Tuesday.
But when you talk about the confusing part of it, do you see them trying to the league, that is, do you see them trying to address these issues?
Well, they might. I think if it was me, I'd like condense it a little bit more and have it more, you know, all within maybe a 1 week period where everybody knows what's happening and it's all tournament games, because one night you have a tournament game, the next night you don't. For instance, when we played Cleveland two in a row, we played them up there on Wednesday, and then the day after Thanksgiving, we came back here and played a day game, and that turned out that was the tournament game, but the Wednesday game up there was not. So that's the part I think that if they're going to look at something, that might be it.
We know you do, Steve. You just win all of them, like the Hawks have been doing lately.
And I think you don't have to worry about it. Then you just keep winning, and and don't worry. But it is. I think it's been good. I think people have taken more notice of it this year. The ratings were very good on TV last year with it. So we'll see. I mean, this year it's some different teams in there, like the Hawks and the Knicks are in there this year. So, you know, we've beaten the Knicks once already this year. We've lost to them once, beaten them once. So we'll see. You know, I think Dyson Daniels did a great job last time we played them on Brunson, and that was a key to that victory that night. But, you know, first things first, today, though, the Hawks have the Nuggets coming in, and that's certainly no day at the beach either.
You know, I was thinking about this. I had to actually stop Sam from asking this question because this is relevant now. So LeBron's in the building the other night, and this ran across my head. I said, I'm going to ask this to Steve. You've been in the building when Jordan's been in there. You've been in there when LeBron was at his zenith as far as what he is. I'm not talking about 40-year-old LeBron. What's the, and Kobe.
Kobe, yeah.
Michael Jordan.
That's what I said. I said Michael
Larry
first.
Bird.
Michael, Larry.
Yes. I've been around a long time.
I'm not going to ask who had the most excitement and what was the thickest as far as anticipation, but do they all bring a certain kind of energy that's indescribable when they show up into the building, and does LeBron have that?
Well, I think a lot of them, you know, that come in, and the Lakers bring that everywhere. I mean, I was watching the Boston game, and they had people in Lakers stuff. So, you know, it's not something that's just here, you know, that happens here. I would say the most exciting I think I've seen people is when, of course, Michael Jordan was here. At the time was a world record crowd at the over at the Dome, and we had like 60,000 people there to watch that last time in. And then it turned out it wasn't his last time in. He came in again wearing that 45, and I remember he dribbled right down the lane and scored over Smitty, and they won a game, and that was pretty exciting too. But when Kobe was in, it was always pretty exciting, and just all of them. But mostly, you know, a lot of times they're Hawks fans that have a certain player that they like, you know, and the rest of the time they're Hawks fans. There's a certain few of the crowds that come in, I guess, that are a little different. But I noticed the other night the Hawks fans really drowned out the Laker people, and there weren't nearly as many Laker people as usual in the building that night. And a particular sticks out to me, the Knicks game when we won, sent all those people home. You know, that was great. You know, I think slowly but surely people really like our team. You know, I mean, it's a likable team. Fans like it. And I think people are coming around. And you know, as I've said a lot of times over the years, you know, once we get the second, third generation of Hawks fans and Braves fans and Falcons fans, because all these old up north cities have been around for years and years. I mean, you know, we're relatively new into it. 68, you know, 65, 66, 68, you know, sounds like a long time ago now. But, you know, compared to those other places, it really wasn't. So I think we're starting to get, I see it a lot more. I see kids that were kids, you know, when the teams were coming up. Now they have their kids and they bring them to the games. They're Hawks fans, they're Braves fans, they're Falcons fans, you know. So I think that the tide has really turned quite a bit.
Fantastic. Always great to spend some time. Always a treat when we can spend some time with the Voice of Hawks.
Absolutely.
And he is social.
Absolutely.
You can always find him at Real Voice of Hawk, Real Voice of Hawk, Steve Holman. Talk about somebody that's healthy and has kind of shifted his role and has been beneficial to this team, DeAndre Hunter. Talk about the difference he's making, Steve.
Well, I mean, he's just been terrific, and he's definitely, you know, a six-man candidate for sure right now. But, you know, he seems, you know, happy with it. He's comfortable with it. You know, he's scoring at a great pace. He's knocking down three-pointers now. Looks like they're so smooth that, you know, it almost looks like he can't miss. And that's what happens when guys get into a groove like that. You know, Bogey's a great example of somebody who's really streaky like that. When he gets really hot, you know, he starts to you just know that everything he puts up there is going to go in like it did the other night at the end. So, but DeAndre has been great. You know, I think it's been good for him. You know, a lot of guys that you talk to over the years said they like playing in the second unit because they were playing against the second unit of the other team. So, you know, you weren't playing the real frontline players of the other team. You were able to get in against, you know, get some of the subs. So, but he's been great, and he's right in the middle of that rotation. I think the great thing about Quinn's rotations are that, you know, the old saying, it doesn't matter whether you start or whatever, it's, you know, and that's true. I don't think any of these guys care so much whether they start or come off the bench, and they're just all, they're all kind of joined together right now, and the common cause of winning, you know, and it's been fun to see. It's been great to see, and fans have responded. The other night, I think our fans were terrific, you know, down the stretch there. And, you know, a couple of the guys even said it after the game that the fans were terrific. So I think that's been one of the big things.
You got to like that. I mean, just I'm still thinking about just the overall attendance and the way these people are gravitating toward this team. We got one on the other side of the glass. Noel will fight anybody. You say something bad about this Atlanta Hawks team or take one of the guys off it. But I wanted to get you to spend a minute talking about the young talent on this team. You got the rookies in the center and everybody else that's contributing this year. You got a very, very young team. You got Trey as the old guy, which sounds kind of crazy. But still, your thoughts on this team right now in the youth?
Well, it's fun to watch. I mean, you know, Zach Risacher is 19. We know that. And, I think a lot of people, you know, who weren't all that familiar with Dyson, you know, he's only 21.
Yeah.
He's just a kid himself. I think Jalen's about to turn maybe 23 in a little while. But, you know, they're all so young right across the front there. And then you've got Okongwu coming off the bench, you know, just a kid too. And, you know, then Trey's only 26, which, you know, he's been around 7 years now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a great mix of young guys, the veterans like Bogey, who's really having fun with all of this. I think that he's enjoying it. The other night he was on our post game and was a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just been, it's a great mix. And you know, Quinn has gotten his, you know, handle on this the way he wants it pretty much right now. And, you know, we all know what a terrific coach he is, but to be able to have the pieces available to him that he, you know, that he had envisioned when they're putting this team together. It's been great to see, and, you know, just pray that everybody stays healthy. And that's the whole key to the whole NBA, really, whoever stays healthy. I mean, look at Boston last year. They didn't have any injuries really to speak of, and they were able to go ahead and win. So that's the big key. The health is such a big key in the NBA.
Yep. Talk about this matchup we got coming in today. We got a big fella who's coming off a 56-point night last night coming into town with Denver. And he's always hard to deal with.
Yeah, he definitely, for sure, Jokic. And I'm doing their stats and everything right now. In fact, as we speak, I'm doing the scorecard. But they sat out a few guys last night. So I don't know, like, for instance, if Murray's going to play tonight. He didn't play last night. Gordon was out last night. I don't know if he's going to play tonight. But But Jokic had the 56, but they lost to the Wizards. So luckily, they're not going to go 2-79 and say the only two games they won were against the Hawks. So now at least they beat the Denver Nuggets too.
You will see that that happens. That's coming up this evening here in town, which is fantastic. A lot of opportunities to get out and see this team during the month of December, and this is a big one that's coming up. Are you going to ready to pack your bags? And you know, the Hawks win in New York, and you're off to Vegas. Did ever in your wildest dreams you think you'd be going to Las Vegas for a basketball game, Steve? You've been around this game for a long time, and, you know, the Hawks are going to win in New York, and you're going to get to experience this.
Well, you know, I think Vegas, Sam's going to have a team here pretty soon. You know, in the next year or two, I think they're going to get a team, whether it be an expansion team or a team that maybe moves, you know, from another city. I think the owners are talking about all that right now, whether they want to expand it to the 32 or keep it at 30 and, you know, figure things out. But, no, I didn't think we'd ever be going to Vegas. You know, the whole gambling thing was always such a taboo subject, you know, and a no-no. And it's still, you know, it's still something that, you know, we have to take a thing with the NBA every year, you know, to say about, you know, you don't tell people anything, don't, you know, this and that. But to actually go to Vegas where it's all wide open, I think I never thought it would happen. But it looks like now that we have this tournament and the Summer League is there every year, and it has been for quite a while, and then we're going to get a team there. That's mm-hmm. going to be the last – I think once the NFL put a team there too and the NHL, I think, you know, the NBA, it was certainly, you know, ready to follow along. And the gambling thing, I mean, like it or not, it's become such a big thing in sports now.
Yeah.
You know, DraftKings, FanDuel, all of them. And it's just it's an amazing thing to see over the years, really, where it was something that, you know, I mean, guys were kicked out of football, Paul Hornung and guys like that, you know, for gambling. And now all of a sudden it's like every place you turn, there's the ads for it.
Steve, we only have a minute or so left here, but I want to get your thoughts on a guy who does what you do a lot of folks feel like he's the cornerstone and the gold standard, if you will, but not
not a lot of people who do what you do get the graceful exit, but it was announced this week that Hubie Brown, this is going to be his last season. And your thoughts on Hubie?
Well, Hubie's such a great guy, number one. When we used to live up in Alpharetta, I'd see Hubie at Mass every Sunday and his family. And I'm just, so sorry his daughter passed and Brendan passed. It's a hard thing. I know that, from experience. It's a hard thing to lose a child, and he's lost two of them. But what a great guy. I used to do a radio interview with him when I first came to Atlanta in 1981, 82, when he was coach. He was just so much fun to talk to every day. And what a great basketball mind. He could still do it. He could go on forever. And he's just a great guy, too. I just love seeing Hubie anytime he's around.
Yeah. I wanted to get his thoughts on because I figured he'd had some time with him. And Hubie is one of, like I said, these guys who do what they do, what Steve does, a lot of, the networks don't always give them a graceful exit like Hubie's getting. And so I wanted to get Steve's thoughts
on
that.
It's still a treat, man. It's still
a great
broadcast. A lot of us will go out kicking and screaming.
On that note, listen, have a great call today, Steve. We look forward to having you back on the show. It's always a treat when you talk here.
All right, you guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Thanks a lot,
Steve. Steve Holman joining us.